Good morning. This is Don Lloyd, your storyteller from the Lake Chelan Historical Society at Emerson and Wooden Avenues. In November and December, the museum will be open on Tuesday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. But we need volunteers to help out at the Saturday sessions. Call the museum and talk to our manager, Ron McGahey, if you can help. Check out our gift shop for history books, Apple Box labels, and Lindsley photos for folks on your Christmas list. Let's talk history about some news in 1912, as recorded by the Chelan Leader. In January, heavy Studebaker logging sled with brake for sale, or will trade for light sled or good livestock. Lester Morse, phone red 113. In February, a satisfactory site for the Great Dam in the Chelan River Gorge, by which the water power of the Chelan River is to be developed, has at last been located. And in March, Crooked Mouth Bob died after being thrown from his horse and then being run over by Big Wilson's hack pulled by another runaway horse team. Crooked Mouth Bob? He was previously known as Chelan Bob, who had owned the 400-acre tract of land known on government records as the Chelan Bob Allotment. This was the land that the Wenatchee Beebe Orchard Company purchased for $9,000. And then it became the onus for building the Beebe Bridge in order to get the produce that was being grown across the river and hence to market, as the ferry couldn't handle the growing volume of apples. Poor Bob. He had had great misfortune in his life, having had been attacked in his cabin and left for dead with a pickaxe in his face, and now done in by runaway horses. June 20, 200,000 rainbow trout, in addition to the large number of lake trout and steelheads, will be turned loose in the waters of Lake Chelan this season. Moore's Point sells for $8,000. Attorney F.H. Hubbard of Wenatchee says he will make a great summer resort to the property. And so he did. September 12, public drinking cup put under ban after October 1st by State Board of Health. I should think so. An overwhelming demand for organization of new political party calling Theodore Roosevelt to the presidential chair for a third time has not taken strong root in this community. October, Colonel Theodore Roosevelt was shot and slightly wounded by an insane man Monday evening in Milwaukee. The bullet struck some papers in his breast pocket, and this probably saved his life. November, Chelan is done with the booze business. Dries carry local election as well as county. And those were the highlights in 1912.